I am Aunt Peggy Divine. Welcome to The Divine Design, the podcast where we unfold heaven on earth and reframe spirituality and theology for a new cosmic era. Your journey on human evolution and integration of your divine design starts here. Welcome, welcome back, Verle.
Thank you, Aunt Peggy. What a pleasure to be back with you and with your whole audience. Hello to everybody.
Well, we connected, and what kind of arise was how to be calm in the midst of the storm, because a lot of people is experiencing storms and challenging. And yeah. We have also, we feel it, we have gone into the collective field. You have helped some of the people you are around, and I have helped some. And then we feel it in our system. And this informs us. So I don't know, do you want to start to say something? Because both of us have experiencing that the body is really working hard, more hard than before.
Yeah, our bodies definitely do. Yeah. And maybe, Aunt Peggy, I want to start by sharing that, yeah, something we often forget is that our bodies are our best allies. They're always with us. Our bodies love us unconditionally. And I know when huge processes are happening through our bodies, we then often say that, why is this happening? And I want to be healthy. And it's just to remind us, just like, your body loves you, even in the midst of huge crisis. Your body loves you. And it's just to remind you, when your body does a process, it takes the body a lot to do that. And it all does that out of so much love for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I know that when you are in pain, when you are in suffering, when your body is not doing what you expect it to do, this might sound hard. And maybe I may say it right now, because I just moved through a huge process with my pancreas. And I've been able to stay connected with the love of my body within all of this. I've been able to understand very deeply that my body enabled my pancreas to do this process by allowing my pancreas to temporarily go into separation from the greater whole of my body. And that is huge for the body, huge. Yeah, to develop a temporary separation within itself, because the body is a whole. In our bodies, everything is connected and everything supports each other. And when something is happening, then everything is in harmony, is in coherence. So to disrupt that, it's huge for the body. So I just online for everybody want to honor my body and my pancreas for what it did for me. And to come back to our team for today, Aunt Peggy, what it required from me to finally be able to really stay calm in the midst of this huge storm moving through my body, because it was huge. It came with fainting and with huge weight loss of liquids in my body. And my way in which I did it was to really completely surrender and to open myself and ask for help, really ask for help from everywhere, from my entourage, from my sacred group of guides and angels, from all my friends, from everybody. Just open up for help. And that enabled me to access my own knowledge, to at a certain moment just understand, that's what's happening. Thank you.
Yeah, learning all the time from the collective consciousness, and you have spoken with your pancreas and I have my kidney the last week, because I healed someone who the doctor said you will die, kind of, and they sent him home to die, and I healed him and went into his field, and he had something with his kidney, and I am so connected to him that my kidney has been in balance the last week, but it has informed me a lot, so I'm not afraid, and I said yes to it, and he know now that even though the doctor said there are no, you will not survive this, but he will have more years to live. But the kidneys, I have felt the kidneys since I started healing, and I made also a sound file kind of to connecting to the source of us. And he felt it. I get activated. So I make sound file to activate people to there, because we have access to the biggest healer there is. But sometimes when I do healing, I go so much into their field, and mostly it is because I love them so much. Because we love our friends, we love all the people. And also a customer of me, sometimes I go into the field of them. But we do it out of love. We because this is my strength, I have a gift, I'm a healer, as we are a healer, so we can help them. But so, we have also spoken before this podcast that sometimes we also have to say, well, maybe you can carry this and I have mine. But it's not only one answer on that, but because I also have gone now for a period through parasite, and a lot of people said, it is severe what you have gone through. Yeah, it is severe. I was on the hospital several days, and they say, we cannot understand why you are fainting. And my right hand and my right foot was collapsing, had no contact. And I fainted also, as you did. So yes, it is heavy, but the parasite, I have a good connection with the parasite. And they inform me so much, because they are the collective consciousness on Earth. And there are so much emotion in this parasite. They are activating. I went into it, and the parasite informed me. They just wanted to be in this feature, like a baby, like being protected, having a mother that kind of hold them. It's like, I just want to go back, kind of. And it was like a very small baby that wanted just to be nourished and supported and not take responsibility. And a lot of grief and anger, all this hard emotion I felt. So it was like, wow. So they inform me a lot. And I know I live with meaning. I understand that when I say yes to something, I have said yes to carry this, even though I also now will go against a divorce from my parasite. But they have informed me for a year now. And this is what we are in now. And also I went into it. We will be in it 2025, 26, and 27. So this parasite consciousness, this fear and grief and anger and all this emotion will be at least 3 years. So we take it upon us so that we can help other to navigate in it. That's what medicine women do.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, and Peggy, I love it. What you're bringing in, and what is so important, is the mothering energy.
Yeah,
it invites us to be mothers, to be as healers, mothers, and to allow all those emotions to be there without in any way trying to change them.
Yeah, that was so. Just, when I did the meditation this morning, it's like, I need a mother to kind of hold me. I need to be held. I need to have something with me with all this, because it was kind of overload. It was so much emotion. It was so grief, anger, every kind of emotion that we have suppressed wanted to kind of balance out. And it was frightened, kind of.
Yes.
So it is a storm for a lot of people, really a storm. And when we have a storm, we are not safe. So we don't dare to do what is good for us. So we are really, all our kind of foundation is shaking now. So it is a critical time, and now we really have to use our free will to choose love instead of going so much into this fear and reacting from it, because this is the really choice, biggest choice that we make now.
So, yes?
Definitely, yes, Aunt Peggy. It's a choice for joy, love, and connection. And to bring it back to where you started on the collective field, the more we are aware of the oneness of the connection between all of us, the more we will perceive each other in all of this. This means in the physical processes, in the emotions, in the thoughts, in everything. So not all that passes through you, neither mentally, neither emotionally, neither physically, is yours to completely process. So you were so right on that one. And it's just not to get exhausted, it's just to stay centered and to feel. Is this really mine to do? Yes, it is. Okay, I take a pause and I allow it to move through me. But maybe it's not, and then I just can let it go.
And both of us, we know that we can heal ourselves. But I have been into the old way that we have done thing now since last year, and also I have worked a lot. And now it's like, okay, now I will step up to serve myself, because now I have said yes to, both of us have said yes to help humanity and raise consciousness. But there are several ways of doing it. I have served so much that I haven't take care of myself, the old way of doing it. Because I have, yeah, Divine Maurice, it became much bigger. And I know it's one of the best system if they're out there, because it's a reset, and you have the mother energy with you, holding your hand. So actually, this is what we long for. The Divine Reset is like you are resetting, and you have a mother holding you. But when I went into it, when I started it, I didn't know that it was so big. So it was unfolding, and it came through me. It was like I was birthing it. So I have birthed Divine Reset. And birthing Divine Reset, I set myself a little bit on hold. I use my body. I have been a channel birthing it and having it through me. So now it's like, okay, now the birth process is, I'm in the middle of it now. It's no, not the middle. I'm in the end of it. So it's almost completely done, because I'm upgrading it from the first to the second to be totally kind of, yeah, the best it can be. And now it's time for me to heal myself, to come in balance. Like the mother I have birthed, it has been a pregnancy and birthed a new system that really upgrade us as the new human.
Yes, I said yes
to be the new human. I am the new human. But then we have to have contact with the old so that we can guide into the new with trust.
Yes.
Because now we are living with total trust.
We are. Oh, I love it, Aunt Peggy. And you know, our heart has always been part of the new human.
Yeah.
Even our heart in the human construct is already part of the new human, because we have a holographic heart.
Yeah.
And you know what is so particular of our heart? Our heart, the first arteries that leave the heart, nourish the heart itself. The coronaries are the first arteries that leave the heart and first nurture and nourish the heart itself. And then it goes on nurturing all the other parts of the body. So this is a beautiful way in which our body, in its utmost love for us, tells us, first nourish yourself before that you can nourish or do anything else outside in the world.
Yeah.
And I have said it, for we have to take the kind of the oxygen mask on ourselves or first. And I have done it for several years. But this Divine Marie said it kind of, I put myself, I said yes to this birth, and I'm very glad. So sometimes we also say yes to something, and we know that I didn't know that I would go kind of in out of balance, but it is also the parasite that I kind of inform me, and it's like, yeah, and just to, as you said, remember that the body supports us all the time. It's for us. It is for us, not against us, if we listen.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you know, and there's always that thing of that there has no be not to be any shame or judgment, because all that happens is for the greater whole. Even your meeting with the parasites, it's just such precious information. My meeting with my pancreas is just revealing to me so much love and joy and just a much higher level of frequency, and that I just say like, wow. So everything is worth it to be lived. There's no experience that doesn't serve us.
And that is the most important. So if someone have cancer, if someone have something in their heart, so this message, all if we have sickness or imbalance, it the body always try to do its best. So if we can be in trust and love, then we help the body even more. Because if we go into fear in this storm, then we are not helping our body. So it is kind of okay, what do we choose in this storm that are arising, and in the collective field it's really hard. So can we stay in our trust and love in the midst of the storm? This is what the time is required from us.
Yeah, it really is. Because in the end, everything will always change. Nothing will stay the same. But this centering is always there. That is not going to change. Our connection to source, our connection to the new human, which is available for everybody. Nobody's excluded. Nobody. I so know, and I know at these times this is quite difficult. It's like nobody is excluded. Nobody is.
Even us, no one. If
Nobody.
you are a
Nobody can.
president, whoever you are, no one is excluded.
Everybody comes from the same source. And as long as we say, yes, but that one, And I know that's hard. And that can really cause problems within your body, in your processes of just moving through it. It can cause a lot within your body, a lot of chaos, a lot of losing everything. And still, nobody's excluded. And everybody has, in the end, access to the new human.
We can say yes. That's what I have said. Yes, that's why I could make Divine Marie said, because I have become the new human. I couldn't make it. If I had said no to that, I couldn't make Divine Marie said. So we have to also be conscious. What do we invite in? What do we stand for?
Yes. And we all have free will. That means that we can say yes, we can say maybe, we can say no for now, and that's all okay. And we will receive the experiences related to that. That's it, because those experiences then add to the greater whole. It's all good.
But what has been very significant, or what I saw, because one of the module that I have really upgraded is the module about the four archetype that are in survival: the child, the saboteur, the prostitute, and the victim. This is kind of reminding me of the parasite, because they are in survival. They are so survival for the because they know they will kind of die out. They are the old consciousness, and they know that they will die out. So they are fighting desperately. They don't know which way to do it, because it's like, oh, the old way, kind of. The old way isn't functioning, but they kind of, it's like the ego is like, but it's like, yeah, fighting to the end. And then it's like, okay, after all the fighting, it's like, is there no way other than just to surrender? So it is really the survival pattern in us is activated big time.
Yeah, it is. It is. And the key is opening our heart, eh?
Yeah.
The key is opening our heart.
When we are with our open heart, there's where the trust is. The trust is to our open heart. Trusting life, trusting our divine plan. I did a divine mass this Sunday that we had, and it was trusting life, trusting the divine plan. And this is what we are invited to now, to trusting life and trusting our divine plan.
We really are. Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that we don't feel anything, because we feel what is coming, because we live in our habitat. We feel our habitat.
We do. We do. It's, I guess I learned on Peggy that's, the more I open my heart, the more I'm connected to everything, the more I'm experiencing. Yeah. And I also acknowledge that the more capable I am becoming to stay grounded. Because recently somebody asked me, and maybe it's the moment to share that here, but why don't you learn to just lower your frequency a little bit? Because when you stay at that high frequency, you know, it's just gonna cause a lot for you.
Yeah.
And I was sitting with it and I paused for a moment, and then I thought, yes, you're right. My high frequency makes that I'm connected a lot, so that there's a lot happening. And is the solution to lower my frequency? No, definitely not. That's not the choice I'm gonna make anymore.
Yeah, we are not helping in the way that we have said yes to if we lower our frequency or vibration.
Yeah.
So someone, we are a lot of people that have said yes to hold the higher frequency, and this is needed on Earth, because if we go into this chaotic energy and go to that, then we cannot hold it, the trust and the love that we are invited into. This is the new human. We live with trust. We know who we are. We know that we are divine beings. So so we have said yes to go into the new human, and then we live with total trust and know that we have a divine plan and we are aligned with our divine plan.
Yeah.
And then we know that everything happened for a reason. It is for us, not against us.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And on Peggy, my God, it is so huge. It's so complex. And luckily, we don't receive all the information.
Yeah.
It's so overwhelmingly much. Within my process, when you're opening your heart holographically, what is happening also is that your current experiences connect themselves with experiences from other lives, which are also happening now.
Yes.
And I could feel that in one of the other lives, I was also severely ill. It was a whole other time period, must have been eons ago. Yeah. And then I saw that they took me away, and they traveled with me. Suddenly I was, they carried me, they were throwing me on a sleigh, I guess, and through the snow. And I knew, my God, this is the end. It's not that they're gonna try to help me. But then something shifted. The people who were the drivers changed. And my whole fate changed.
Wow.
First team of drivers was going to bring me somewhere to die. The new team of drivers took me to a place to recover. So something shifted. It's just to explain to you and to everybody listening that what we are doing right now is here, is affecting the collective field, and is affecting the collective field in many, many more directions than we can even imagine. Also, other lives, even future lives,
Yes.
even future lives. It's ex affecting everything. And it's just to invite ourselves to just to allow that to happen. If you receive that information, okay. If you don't receive that information, also okay. If you receive that information and you understand it, perfect. If you don't understand it, also perfect. Because it's happening anyway. It's happening anyway. And nothing is written in stone.
No. And also to remember that, yeah, we are in a time we have never in a collective level been in this shift. This is the biggest shift ever happening on Mother Earth. It
Yes,
is
it
a
is.
total shift of being because we live this new human, and it people say, yeah, but we don't understand you. No, you cannot understand it from your logical mind. You have to go into your heart. It is an experience, and you are connected, as you say, with the future, in the past. You are connected with all dimension of being human and being the source. So we are connecting with everything. So it is I know that a lot of people want to try to understand it with the rational mind, the logic mind, but you cannot understand it fully. You have to experience and go into it and say yes. Say
Yes.
yes to be the new human. And for someone, it requires going through the dark night of the soul. Not for all, but for some. And the dark night of the soul, it is also hard because everything what we have believed, everything that we are programmed has to die, has to strip away. And then we go through a death process. The ego need to die, the programming need to die to be reborn to the new human, as we
Yeah.
have said yes to. So it is just to know that this is where we are. We are in this time now.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love it, Aunt Peggy. And some of us are there to really show us these huge, huge forms of separation. And we all know that racism is one of those huge forms of separation. And it's just mirroring us. Okay, and where in myself am I still doing that? How am I still contributing? And opening our heart even more. For everybody involved, everybody. Because in this case, if we're only choosing for half of them and not for everybody involved, we're actually doing the same.
And when you say it, it's like also our body is mirroring our attitudes, our patterns. So if we say, oh, I have cancer in something, I don't want this, it's like, no, we have to include it, give it more love. So it's the opposite way of what we have met everything with. It's like because the medicine, the Western medicine, is kind of killing and taking away if something is in balance. No, we actually need to take more love. Give it more love and kind of nurture it with the mother's love, the organs, and that it's like so support our inner environment because it's always mirroring the outer and everything, the collective field. So we are kind of very naked. We are more naked than we know because the word we speak, our thoughts and everything, it is kind of now everything is coming up. And also we absorb other patterns. So it's everything is kind of open now. It's a total shift from the way we have lived. And
It is.
it cannot be explained even. So it is a being, it's a new way of being. Christ show us this way. Buddha show us this way. Krishna show us this way. Rumi show us this way. It was so many people that have walked the path showing us this. So it is not a new thing. But now the new thing is that it is in a collective level. Everybody is inviting into it. And we can say, no, we don't want to. But then we will kind of die out because it will happen on Mother Earth. It is. We are going against it, so we can say no, but we will, the old way of being is dying out. The ego is dying out. So it's like I have felt on my parasite. It's like, wow, I feel so sorry for you. I actually feel sorry for them. So it's like, yeah, yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, it is. And maybe good to mention that, yes, everybody is included, and not everybody is going to live through it.
Yeah, actually.
Because, and I guess that's also a special field to touch into it, because even the choice to live it or not to live it is ours. Yeah. Even if often it seems not to be ours, it's still ours.
Yeah, yeah.
And we will be included even if we say no, we are included. It's just what it is. It cannot be the other way.
That's true, but we choose kind of the hard way. So we are included even though we say no, but we feel it in our body in a harder way if we say no. But if you say yes, it will be easier.
Yeah.
So we need to be brave. We actually need to be brave now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Feel brave.
And of course, Aunt Peggy, we both say yes. We already said yes for a very long time.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean it's always easy for us.
No.
And going to be really honest with everybody. It's like, yeah, sometimes pretty hard.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that. It can be pretty hard. And a lot of people said, why are you going? You are smiling. It looks like everything is perfect. Yeah, but I know that everything happens for me, even though it can be painful and I'm in the hospital. And it looks like, wow, people said, this is really serious. Yeah, it is really serious, but I know it's happening for me. I trust, and I have said yes to experience the collective. What are we going through?
Yeah.
As we both have done, so that we can help others to see that we can meet it in another way. Because when you live as a new human, you meet everything that happens in your life with a new way. You trust. It is the trusting path, kind of. The light path.
I totally agree. I'm happy you explored on that one, because things will happen and will for a while still happen. Yes, somewhere in the future, I don't know when, we won't need those physical processes or psychological processes anymore.
No,
we're still having them there, and it's, they're not good or bad. They're just what it is. And they require from us, they invite us. They don't require anything. They're even not requiring anything. They invite us that there always is, in whatever happens, as you keep on mentioning, Aunt Peggy, a choice. How will I be with it? Do I just totally, radically accept it as happening for me and not against me? And that shifts the whole energy field around it.
It does.
And that doesn't mean it's not happening. I've gone, like you did, through a huge process where a moment I didn't even know, will I make it or won't I make it? Is this my time or will I stay here? And still there was the joy, even if I'm, as I am expressing about it right now, there was the joy in, wow, what's happening here?
So what we are talking about, we are inviting people into this way of being.
Yes.
Because it's so much easier when everything happens. It is a storm. Yes, it is a storm. But we know that it's happening for a reason. And it's supporting us. And yes, I have seen a couple of documentary that the result was actually a person that really was connected with the divine design, the source, was killed. But what happened around this person getting killed, it was rising the consciousness so high. So sometimes it actually requires someone to die. But we see dying like something wrong. But it's we live forever. We are souls that have eternal lives. So we just switch body. So we go into another body. So maybe the mission and what we signed up for is complete. If maybe we just have signed up for 5 years, 20 years, or maybe 100 years. But not to judge it, because we have signed up. We have a soul plan.
Yeah, we do. And on the personality level, this can be pretty hard.
Yes. Yeah, it can be. And it's, yeah. But it's very supportive to have when you are connected to your light, to your source. Yeah. As the master and the gurus have teach us, you can see they are laughing and having, their spirit, they are in high vibration, even though they also have to live with their avatar. Because this avatar is from Mother Earth, we borrow it, and we can feel everything that happens on Mother Earth through our avatar.
Yeah, we do.
As you said, so we are inclusive. Everybody.
Yeah. It's that empathy. Yeah. We always come back to keeping your heart open. The more you understand that everything is happening for us, not against us, still keeping your heart open for all that is happening, actually.
And I'm so glad you brought this example that you kind of were taken to die and then something shifted. Someone saved you. So it's like, yes. So if we open to, because this is also a choice. It's also a choice. So this is so critical now, our free will. What is most important to kind of, okay, our free will is one of the biggest tools we have. It is not random. It's like, it is our free will that really open up the heart and meet everything with love. Or do we contract like the parasite and just go into the ego and feel all this hard emotion? That's the old way.
Yeah. And with radical acceptance, if we do.
Yeah.
So if we go into the turmoil of emotions and just also completely, totally accept that.
Because
then it becomes an experience that will add to the greater whole and will allow us eventually to make another choice.
And as we have spoken about earlier, I'm looking out and Mother Earth is healing us. You have mentioned it in another podcast. Mother Earth is so for us. So if we allow Mother Earth to help us, when we connect to Mother Earth, wow, what a healing she really can help us with. It's so big. So we are nurtured. So the mother we are longing for, it is Mother Earth. She is the mother we are longing for, because she really holds us if we open up for her to hold us.
Yeah, she really is. Mm. She really, really is. Yeah. And she's not judging us. She's just there.
Yeah.
And there is, yeah, as we are, as you bringing in Mother Earth and I'm connecting with her, I also receive from her, yeah, it's true that she says, I'm there the whole time. And you are responsible for your own choices. Don't forget that. And she doesn't say that with any judgment or whatever. She just says, that's what it is.
Yeah.
If you choose to pollute my rivers, you'll be responsible for the pollution.
Yeah. I have spoken a lot with Mother Earth lately, and she have shown me a lot of pollution and said, this is what human have does, this is. So it's like, wow. And I say, I will help you. Some is so big, so I will activate more people to help, because Mother Earth also need help, because we have to stand up for what we have done. We have to be responsible now. So yes, she can heal us, but we also need to connect with her and listen to her. And she also need help from us.
Yeah. Could it? I'm just wondering, yeah? Aunt Peggy, may I?
Yes, perfect.
I don't think Mother Earth needs any help for us. She is so powerful. She doesn't. And what she invites us to do very clearly is to restore what we did wrong.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, because I would also say that. But at the same time, when I have connected, I have been guided, come here, and Mother Earth have shown me what we as human have done. And I need balance in this, because there are pollution and we need kind of. So it is, I know that Mother Earth don't need us kind of, because she can self-heal. But at the same time, what we have done, we have to take responsibility.
Absolutely.
So
I'm just going to give you an example. There are no microorganisms who are digesting plastic. And I don't share that to take off any responsibility from us. We just need to change how we are living, our habits, all that is not in coherence with the greater whole we're living in.
Yeah.
We absolutely are invited to live in much more coherence and correspondence with everything around us. And we are invited to restore. It's like the more you want to live in oneness, one of the requirements almost is to really check all your relationships. Is there any relationship which isn't completed yet? Isn't there any relationship, anyone with whom you might still have a sense of conflict? And the invitation for you to go there and to resolve it. The same is with all your choices around whatever you've been doing in your life.
Yes.
And that's really, really important. And at the same time, Mother Earth is so powerful. My God, she doesn't need us at all. But she doesn't need us to the extent that if we're not taking care, we're going to leave.
Yeah.
because she doesn't need us.
No, I agree. But at the same time, she have called me several times and showed me. So yeah, we are, if we need to shift our way of being to kind of communicate with Mother Earth, because she is so wise. She have deep wisdom, but we are not listening. So it is back to the, we are not listening to ourselves. We are not listening to our bodies. We are not listening to Mother Earth. We are not listening to life. So the new human listening to Mother Earth, it listening to the body, it listen to the source, it listen to all aspects of life. So it's a complete shift. You listen. It is kind of the new human listen and sense. We are ultra sensitive.
Yeah.
So we can sense everything.
So beautiful, eh?
So this is what we have signed up for before we said yes to this incarnation.
We absolutely did.
So it's not a force, but it's an invitation stepping up to the new human,
Yeah.
to the bigness of us,
Yes. And spreading it out,
and spreading
no
it out.
matter what is happening, spreading it out. Yeah.
Still in the midst of a storm. Wow, Verle, thank you so much. Wow. Thank you for sharing this medicine with the people, because this is the new medicine. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Divine Design Podcast with Anne Peggy Divine. Join us next Sunday for another Heaven on Earth unfolding conversation. With grace, reverence, and unity, may the path of your divine design light the way. From the divine in us to the divine in you.